Hello.
Hello there. Hi. My name is Lulu. I was looking to speak with Amanda, please.
This is her.
Hi, Amanda. How are you today, hon?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm doing very good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. You know, the reason I was reaching out to you this morning, Amanda, we are a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing, and I wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the very first page of Google, you know, above your competitors there.
Yes, I've been having trouble. So Google suspended my account for some reason when I was trying to add my business. They suspended me and wouldn't tell me why. And so I went on to a forum and turns out that, you know, other companies are having this problem where they're getting suspended. You can't get a hold of anybody to figure out why. I've read through all of the guidelines. I'm in line with everything that they're telling me to, you know, all of their guidelines. And it's just, it's really frustrating when you can't get a hold of somebody and say, hey, exactly, you know, it could be something stupid like your location or one little thing could be checked unchecked.
Right.
And to not know why or what box or whatever is really frustrating.
And I get it, Amanda. You know that? And I've been hearing about that. That's something that we can help. We can help with. We can take care of all of that. Yeah, that's not a problem.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that's happened to you. And it's so weird that you even mentioned it because I forgot. You know, I heard that in the past, maybe a couple months, I've been hearing people having problems with Google suspending their accounts. Absolutely. Yeah.
They're saying, supposedly I'm not within the guidelines, but I have read through and checked and unchecked. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
We can do that. We can take care of that. That's not a problem. So how long have you guys been in business so far now, Amanda?
So it's not actually my company. It's a sole proprietorship. My employer or, you know, whatever you want to call him, he hasn't like actually had his DBA until recently.
Okay.
He had it in the past, right? Like 20 or 40 years ago, he let it go.
So
he recently, and he's not, that's why I'm a part of the team is because he's not good with stuff like this.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, first step, get your DBA. Okay, second step, let's get on Google. Okay, third step, let's do this. And so,
we're
kind of at a standstill.
Yeah, and I understand. And again, that's something we can help you out with. That's something the last few customers that I've spoken with, we took care of it. We've been working directly with Google for 18 years, so we do have some, you know, strings we can pull. Real quick, although here, let me ask you, are you able to make a marketing purchase on behalf of the company on your own?
No, I would have to, you know, I would have to ask him for sure.
Okay.
Why don't I give you his phone number?
Okay, that'll work, sure.
You can call, and if he says, you know, yes, she can, you know, make a decision for me, and then you can call me back.
Okay. Do you have, or do we need to call him back? Do you have the means to the card for payment, or do we need to call him back for the payment?
You know what? Actually, he just got a new bank account, so I don't think I have that new information.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll call him, and let's see what we can do for you guys. We'll get you all fixed
up.
Okay. Okay. And what is his first name?
Robert.
Okay. And
Townsend.
I'm ready for this. Townsend?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the name of the company is Texas Woodmasters.
Oh, got the name. Okay. I just need the phone number, if you don't mind, Amanda. That would be my name.
Okay. 832-967-3364. And let me double check my phone number.
Okay.
Mm-mm. 832-967-3364.
Perfect. I got it. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank
you. So I'm going to call him. You're welcome. We might be speaking again. We'll find out. Okay. All right, Amanda. Okay. Bye-bye.